All genius is equally precious. Most of us ignore the idea of genius because nothing profound can come from it. But we needn't be like that. We are all geniuses. Genius is a state that we can all easily make our way into. It requires rest, a happy place, and happiness. It is a state that we should live in for a long, long time. Little notebook and back pocket, that trusty old mechanical pencil. It is a state of cheerfulness and serenity, peacefulness, and a long, long, long thoughts. Sometimes it may not be easy to reach that state. Life gets pretty busy and sometimes sad. But sadness has its place in happiness too. And no one is granted the right to stay permanently unhappy. For those of us who struggle to get there, long nature trails were invented to serve as a quick emergency access point, and they are everywhere, and all over the world. All you need is a loaf of bread and some bug spray. When we are little, parents remind us that we are not to follow, with that curiously morbid, "If everyone was jumping out the window, would you jump out the window too?" But we get caught up in life, chasing promotions and paychecks, mortgage payments, and student loan debt. But we can't say that we are ourselves in that state. And when you really think about it, we aren't really doing anybody any service by being constantly overworked and overworried, and generally being other than we really are. Those who care about us expect us to be who we really are at all times. They care because they appreciate who we are. Overwork, stress, chasing promotions, quotas, diplomas, patents, deadlines, and all that hard work needs to be pushed all the way in the back. We must be who we really are, because that is how we grow. We should never fall behind on growing up, not for a day, not for an hour. Our beauty depends on always moving forward and always bettering ourselves. Our natural instinct is to always cheerfully advance forward in pursuit of our curiosities and dreams. And that is what that state of genius really, truly is. Finding comfort and balance in advancing forward in life. As we each take to unique curiosities and paths, our genius too grows unique, and infinitely so. There is no real definition of genius, because no two people are the same. But we know that it is precious and sweet and irreplaceable and worth the while. In a way, it is something that outlines the presence of that person that shares it with us. And should the person quit sharing, we almost instantly long for more. And the same goes for us. When we set off on that great adventure and return to tell the story, our listeners will be sure to wish for more. Take good care of your genius and your adventures. Don't forget about your neat and interesting curiosities, as they pave a way forward towards accomplishment, cheerfulness, serenity, and genius.